Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. A Christian wedding ceremony is not merely a beautiful event with a Bible verse added near the beginning. Scripture is not decoration. Scripture is not religious atmosphere. Scripture is not a sentimental quote placed beside candles, flowers, music, and photography. Scripture is the heart of the Christian wedding ceremony because Scripture tells us what marriage is, who the bride and groom are, what covenant means, and why love must be shaped by God's truth. In today's wedding world, many couples want a ceremony that feels personal, emotional, and meaningful. That desire is understandable. A ceremony should not feel generic. It should not sound like the same words could be spoken over any couple, anywhere, without listening to their story. But Christian personalization must always remain under Scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. The couple's story is real, but not sovereign. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God. That is why Scripture must guide the ceremony. Genesis 1 teaches that male and female are created in the image of God. Genesis 2 shows the one flesh union of husband and wife. Jesus affirms this creation pattern in Matthew 19 when he says, "What therefore God has joined together, don't let man tear apart." Ephesians 5 places marriage within the mystery of Christ and the church. 1 Corinthians 13 teaches love as patience, kindness, humility, endurance, and truth. Colossians 3 calls believers to compassion, forgiveness, peace, and gratitude. These passages do more than give the officiant beautiful words. They give the ceremony its meaning. When Scripture is central, the ceremony does not drift into your truth and my truth. It does not treat love as whatever the couple wants it to mean. It does not reduce marriage to romance, attraction, family approval, aesthetics, or personal happiness. Scripture reminds everyone present that Christian marriage is received covenant. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. Her dignity, beauty, strength, wisdom, faith, and calling matter. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. His tenderness, responsibility, courage, faithfulness, humility, and calling matter. They stand before God as embodied souls, one woman and one man, entering covenant life. A wise officiant does not use Scripture as a lecture dropped into the ceremony. The Scripture should be woven naturally into the flow. For example, after welcoming guests, the officiant might say, "Today we gather not only to celebrate the love of bride and groom, but to witness their entrance into Christian marriage before God." Scripture teaches that marriage is a covenant gift rooted in creation, shaped by faithful love and sustained by grace. That is brief, clear, and biblical. For the one wedding officiant, choose one main scripture and let it shape the message. Do not overload the ceremony. For the ordained wedding officiant, learn to connect scripture to the couple's actual story without making scripture decorative. For the church staff minister, make sure the scripture used reflects the church's doctrine and worship life. For the chaplain, scripture may need to be brief, but it should still carry covenant clarity. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, scripture helps couples clarify vows, habits, and marriage expectations under God's word. A Christian wedding ceremony is personal because it speaks to this bride and this groom. But it is Christian because scripture gives the truth. Beauty serves covenant, personalization serves scripture, the ceremony serves Christ.